Hi, I'm Dave Nielsen from Cloud Camp, and I'm here with Brian, a developer evangelist out of Columbus. Mm-hmm. And actually, hello, Brian. We met at Cloud Camp.
Yeah, several Cloud Camps, yeah.
That's right. So good to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
And here today, we're going to talk a little bit about how corporations are getting started in the cloud.
Yeah.
And I know you work with a lot of companies of different types, but corporations, too?
Mm-hmm.
So how do companies first get started with cloud?
Well, you know, I think they understand that you can't really just move everything into the cloud tomorrow, as much as they may want to eventually. And so they're starting with hybrid applications, where we move just a piece of that application to the cloud, something that's easy to move, it's not tightly coupled, that sort of thing.
Right, and are there particular types of applications, like new applications that they might start with?
Yeah, new applications are usually easier, and also maybe small, tightly scoped apps, right? So maybe a company is deploying a web app to collect customer data from a big marketing campaign, or they're going to upload pictures of their dogs and maybe a story essay of their dog, and so they want a place to put that.
So how would that work? Like, what would that look like?
So if this is their normal enterprise CRM application, and that's where they want the data eventually, what they might do is build the application out here with a database, and all those users are going to come in and funnel in and upload the pictures of their dogs. And at some point, maybe real time, maybe at the end of the campaign, they'll suck this data down into their database and run all of their normal enterprise-y stuff off of that.
And what if they do with the photos? Do they move those down here too? Or
they might, maybe for backup, but they'll usually leave them up here because they're going to be public-facing anyway, and you might as well leave them up in the cloud where it's easy for people to get to it.
Right, and then the applications inside the firewall, they can access those photos if they need to.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really nice. So what are some other examples where companies might get started using the cloud?
Well, I think dev test is a very common scenario where we're going to set up a test environment in the cloud so we don't have to impact our current physical infrastructure. Second would be like greenfield applications or new applications. And then third would be like this, where we're doing some sort of mass storage in the cloud, maybe a lot of old data that we're trying to get out of our data center to save some room and put it up in the cloud.
Right, right. And so where does a developer go to get started?
Well, you know, they can go to WindowsAzurePass.com. But when they get there, they're going to need a promo code. Do you have one?
I've got one.
You
That's
have
right.
one.
I do. They can go to Dave on Azure, and they'll get 30 days free.
Great.
Good. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining me with Dave on Azure.